It's the Harry James Show, starring Peggy King. Wallington, bidding you welcome on behalf of the men and women of the United States Marine Corps. And it's Harry James and his new jazz group who tee off with a real solid arrangement. Here we go. Blues for Lovers Only. I'd say you sure scored with that number.
Well, when we play for dances, you know, we have to vary the tempo. Some tunes are bright, some are sweet. You know the old saying, Jimmy, variety is the spice of life?
Sure enough. And speaking of variety, reminds me of the various places where the United States Marines are stationed. Man, oh man, those Marine bases throughout the world read like an index to a geography book. They're real famous places, which the average young man only knows as some far-off land. But they're familiar territory to the average Marine. New faces and places are the rule, not the exception, with the men of the Marine Corps.
You're absolutely right, Jimmy. It's a wonderful way to see the world. I'd recommend it wholeheartedly to any young man who wants to get a good start in life.
And here's a girl who definitely has a good start in life. The very charming Peggy King.
Hi, Jim, and hello, Harry. How's everybody?
Fine, Peg. And what's to be the topic of your musical rendition?
Well, right now we're going to talk about love.
Some topic. Let's go.
Love can't
a burning ember. Love can be a flame. Love can be a life of sadness and pain. Love can be a summer shower. Love can be the sun. Love can be two hearts that flower as one. It can be fun and free, but it's true, it doesn't always happen to you. Love can be a joy forever, or an empty name. A joy forever, or an empty name. Love is almost never ever the same.
Peggy, that's a great old tune, isn't it?
It sure is, Harry. Love's always a good subject for a song or a story or a poem or almost anything.
Sometimes it's even fun not to say anything. Just think about it.
You mean like on rainy days?
Sure, or even sunny days. But look what we have here. A letter. And it's a request for you.
Well, what do you know? It's from St. Louis, Missouri.
And they want you to sing a song. Is that the general idea?
Indeed, they do. They want me to sing an old favorite of theirs called While We're Young.
Well, we'd better take care of that request right away while it's fresh in our minds.
Just as soon as we say, thanks for the nice letter. Now, Harry, a little introduction and we'll be off.
We must fulfill this golden time when hearts awake so shyly, softly. Songs were made to sing while we're young.
Peggy has just sung a song for her friends in St. Louis, and that's a mighty fine city. As a matter of fact, I'm sure we'll all agree that our whole country is great. We're a proud nation, and it stands to reason that we should be represented around the world by a proud service, the United States Marine Corps. Their history dates way back to 1775. The prestige they've earned down through the years is second to none. Marines can be counted upon to live up to their traditions on land, at sea, and in the air. You can share these traditions. See your Marine recruiter right away. And now, Harry, my friend?
Yes, Jimmy?
Who gets the spotlight on your next tune?
It's Willie Smith. Willie's coming up here front and center with his alto sax to play and vocalize on a grand old number, Who's Sorry Now?
Sorry now, who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking each vow? Who's sad and blue? Crying too, just like I cried over you. Right to the end, just like a friend. I tried to warn you somehow. Say you had your way. Now you must pay. That's why I'm glad that you're sorry now.
Stylings of Peggy King, sent to you by the United States Marine Corps. This is Jimmy Wallington inviting you to join us again next time for more good music and song. Meantime, you young men and women who want to serve your country and at the same time serve yourselves, see your Marine recruiter. And remember, the United States Marine Corps builds men.